You're listening to a DM podcast.
Who are you?
What are you doing in here?
Get out of my house!
Hello.
Hi.
We're back. Welcome.
Guess who's back in the house?
Clears click clacking about.
I'm Soup.
I'm Caleb Finn.
And this is
Internet Parents. Wow.
The Law Dump.
The Law Dump episode. Number two, I think.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
It's a dump and it's number two.
Shut up. Welcome back, my lovely petunia of the evening.
Hello.
It's good to see you again.
Today we're talking about something real spicy.
Really spicy.
We're talking about exes.
Exes.
And the uh-uh-ohs around me.
What?
Exes and the uh-uh-ohs around
me. Yeah, I know that. we're talking about exes today.
We are.
We're talking about our previous lovers. A question for you.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think I've ever actually heard the answer before.
Okay.
How many exes have you had?
Two.
Two?
Two.
That's cute.
Like, properly confirmed relationship? Two.
You're a prude. Now ask me.
Caleb, how many exes do you have?
Two.
Really?
I'm pretty sure two. Two, like... you know, long term, like, you know, proper, like, mwah, mwah,
mwah, mwah. I
love you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. We've been together for longer than 2 weeks. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. I do.
When you like had your first boyfriend.
Yes.
Did you have that whole like, oh my God, like that instant, like we're going to be together forever kind of thing?
Well, I should tell you actually how we rekindled. So.
Wait, rekindled?
Yeah. So my first boyfriend, I went to high school with.
For like when you first started dating?
No, we weren't dating in high school.
Right.
But we went to high school together.
And this is the one you kiss behind the bush and everyone's like...
No, that was primary school.
Oh, so that wasn't like a genuine thing?
No.
Okay.
That was just a boy. That was just one of my other bitches. So I went to high school with him and we were in art class together.
Okay.
Just like passing by strangers.
Give me a name, but like not an actual name. Like Julio or something.
His name was...
Mommy, can I the cat Chad. The table. Chad?
He wasn't a Chad though. No, that's not a good
name.
He's
the opposite of a Chad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's go with Chad then.
So yeah, I went to high school with Chad and we were in art class together.
Sure.
And then 2-3 years later, I was at the train station.
This is still in high school?
No. I'm graduated.
Okay.
I'm done. I've dropped out already. Yep. 3 years later, I'm at the train station and I'm sitting and then down the stairs he walks. And we do like a passing eye like...
Oh my God.
We like smile at each other.
I know you.
And then, because I was on my way to work, so after work, I messaged him like, oh my God, hi. And then.
Wait, no, you didn't.
I did.
You messaged him.
Yeah.
Wait, so how did it end the first time?
We weren't even friends or anything. We were just passing by like, hey. Like, oh, I haven't seen you since art class.
No, wait, the first time. Oh, wait, so you never dated, you just knew each other
from high school? No, we just knew each other from, like, we were in the same class. Like, we were just passing by strangers type thing.
Okay.
And then, like, he appeared, I'm like, destiny.
That is 100% you.
Yeah.
Like, I could absolutely imagine you doing that.
Yeah, and in my head, I'm like, wow, this is meant to be.
Okay.
Because, like, I had that thing, oh, it was like an old post, and it's like... Did you know that 98% of people have met their, like, one true soulmate by the age of 13? Or, like, whatever the dumb shit that was.
I'm
like, I knew him at that age or whatever. I'm like, yes!
It's true!
I was, like, 16 or something.
So then you messaged him?
Yeah.
And did he reply?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually intrigued. I've never heard this before.
You haven't. I haven't told you. I don't know. It's a bit of a weird story to tell you.
Fucking Chad.
Yeah. So, like, we started messaging. We live really close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we started like dating. Wow. He took me to the footy.
Oh, your favorite thing to do.
Yeah, we went.
You love footy.
We went to the footy.
You love watching people play sports ball.
I went to a concert together. And then he lived like a 20 minute walk from the train station.
Right.
And so we went to this concert with his mom. And they're like, yeah, we're walking home. I was wearing like fashion shoes, not good shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, can't we just get a taxi? and they're like, no, it's too expensive. And so it was like a 20 minute walk.
Oh my God.
My feet, not it.
Not it.
Not it.
Gone.
Stinky.
Ugh.
Blistery.
Would you say that walk was better or worse when I made you walk back from the hospital?
Worse.
Worse? I mean, yeah, I'd hope so. Because it's only like a 5 minute walk home.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
so what happened? Rough. Did you break up after that?
No, it wasn't after that.
I'd say that would be breaking up grounds.
That was like the first red flag waved.
There's more red flags.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know how much I can spill.
All right. Give a condensed.
He went on a plane and went to, like, Brisbane, I think. I'm like, message me when you land. He didn't message me when he landed.
Oh.
And I was at work and I messaged his mom.
So how long was this?
I'm like, is Chad okay? And she's like, yeah.
How long was this into dating?
Oh, like 5 or 6 months.
And he didn't message you?
No. Nah. And he was like, I don't know if I can say this.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, my friend's dad has cancer. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, that's why you're going.
Yeah.
Her dad had stage 1 testicular cancer.
Okay.
And then, like, it was benign.
What's that mean? Like, that's bad, isn't it?
No, benign is like, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's just, like, it's gone. He was fine when he went. Like, he was fine.
Right.
And then, he went to this really big party. Uh-huh. And I called him that night because I'm like, I miss you. Are you okay? You didn't message me all day. And then the girl that he was staying with called me.
He was staying with a girl?
Yes.
And that wasn't a red flag to you?
It was part of it. This is a whole big swooping red flag. just edit the background as a red flag. she called me and she's like, can you leave Chad alone? He's very busy at the moment.
No, and then my hung God. Up. Not the white knight.
And then I cried. And then he came back and we're like, it's fine. We rekindled. And then the final blow was we went to Crown together. We're like on a double date with some other friends from high school. Yeah. And he was messaging this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the girls that used to bully me in high school. Like one of the worst bullies. I'm like, can you please stop messaging her? She was not nice to me. And he's like, no. I'm
what? Like,
are you fucking kidding me? Like, right. I'm like, I'm done. And he's like, whatever. And then Chad stormed out. And then
That was it.
And then I found his Tumblr and he'd written a poem about me.
A poem?
Yeah.
Was this before or after?
After. After we broke up, he wrote a poem about me.
What was it? Like, where are you?
It was like, I used to catch the blank number bus to get to your house and walk up.
Was it a positive poem? Like a I miss you kind of thing?
Sunflowers remind me of you. Like, he was like regretting his choice. Yeah. And then.
He probably broke up with the meme.
And
bitch.
Then.
Go on.
Fast forward to when we started dating. I went to Hobo Johnson, the concert.
Okay.
And it was in the crowd. And I looked to my right and like 5 people over, there was Chad. And he's like, he gave me like the awkward white guy smile. He's like. And then he followed me on Instagram.
No, he didn't. Yeah. Oh my God.
So that was my first boyfriend.
So you didn't speak to him at Hobo?
No. I had my eyes on Caleb Finn.
Oh, me. Little old me.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awful.
Yeah. What about your first?
My first ex.
My first ex went it's a little like this.
Mwah.
No, you have to say what happened.
My first girlfriend was, I kid you not, I genuinely legitimately thought she was my soulmate forever.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to end up together.
I mean, that's what you think when you date someone.
Yeah. I was so head over heels because I only spoke to one person in like primary school.
Uh-huh.
And we were like...
Primary school girl.
This was primary school. Cute. This was grade 4.
Oh, that is soulmate material.
Yeah. And we only hung out with each other. Every... Like we met each other before school.
What's her name?
I had to think out for a second. Let's just call her Tiffany. Let's call her Tiffany.
Yep.
Tiffany, we hung out before school at lunch and recess and after school, for like a year. And besties. Then I left her a little card. I did.
Describe it to me.
It was like a choo-choo kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was just like a nice letter being like, I really like hanging out with you at school and we have so much fun. And then right at the bottom of the note, I put, P.S. I love you.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I was so awkward the next time I saw her because I think I put it in a bag or maybe attached it to her bike or something.
Her bike.
And I was just like, so, like, did you read the note? And she's like, I did. I'm like, what's your answer? She's like, I love you too.
Oh, yay, that's cute.
And then nothing really changed after that.
Yeah.
Like, we were both like, oh, we really like each other. But we were like, what, like 10?
Yeah.
So it's like nothing changed and we just went back to being friends. But like, we were like... In my head, I'm like, we're dating now. We're boyfriend, girlfriend. We didn't tell anyone. Nothing changed.
We're official. Make it official on Facebook.
Yeah. So then I left that primary school.
Yeah.
But before I left, I brought one of those like heartbreak kind of lockets where you break it in two and then one person has each thing.
Yeah. Like a best friend necklace type thing.
Yeah. And
did you get it from Diva?
I don't know where I got it from, but I attached it to one of those like Scooby things. Do you remember making Scoobies and like
the plastic ones?
Yeah.
Braid?
Yeah.
We need it. Yeah. Bring those back.
I changed school and I had like a little blue Scooby like bracelet thing and I just had it dangling off that. Yeah. So then like everyone's like,
do you still have that?
No.
Why not?
It'd be long gone. I don't know where the fuck it'd
be
now. That'd
be a good memento to keep.
I know. Well, of my past ex-girlfriend.
But it's like, we were like 10. That's cute.
Didn't you get mad at me because I had that fucking Kingdom Hearts watch?
That was... That's not the same. That's not the same. Because you were 10 and that Kingdom Hearts watch was given to you like 3 years ago.
It was a cool watch. You would have kept it if it was for you.
No.
Anyways, so I went to this new school and everyone's like, what's that fucking band for? Like, you're so gay. I got called gay so much in high school. Yeah. Other story for another time. And I'm just like, it's for my girlfriend. Don't ask me about it. She goes to a different school. Like, and looking out, I would have looked like the biggest douche. Like, oh yeah, my made up girlfriend from Canada. Like, yeah. This is from her. I wasn't interested in anyone at that new school because I was like, I'm with her.
Yeah.
I'm with Tiffany. The entire primary school for like the rest of whatever, I really didn't talk to anyone else.
Yeah.
And then I went to like after school care.
Okay.
Each time. And then so in this whole span of time, I never spoke to Tiffany once. Okay.
Wait, so you had a girlfriend, but you never spoke to her.
I mean, like, we didn't have any other way to speak to each other. MySpace didn't even exist at that time.
You could have written her a letter.
I could. I didn't know where she lived. She changed house.
Oh no.
So there was a girl that went to the after school care and her name was, doesn't matter. She was friends with Tiffany. Really good friends. Cause they went to the same fucking karate class together.
Tiffany did karate.
Tiffany did fucking karate.
What a little icon.
So I was like, oh, how's Tiffany? And she's like, she's good. Like,
she's good.
And that was it. And then there was one time and someone had said to the friend that I was saying that Tiffany was my girlfriend. So then after school, the friend was like, hi, Tiffany asked if you could stop calling her your girlfriend. I'm like, what? Like,
heartbreak.
I was fucking heartbroken.
Honey.
Because even though we never spoke to each other for about a year,
I still
wore that fucking bracelet and I still considered her. And I was like, nah, we're going to be together.
You just rip off the bracelet and throw it in the bin.
I kept it because I was so fucking smitten.
Schmitten.
So I cried the entire day behind the bookshelf at after school care. And then one of the teachers called my mom and she came to pick me up because I was just crying.
Inconsolable.
I was inconsolable. I was so upset. Aww. So that was that.
What did your mom say?
She's like, oh, sweetie, like, it's okay. You'll find someone else. Like, mwah. But like, they knew how obsessed I was. Like, I was so head over heels. Fast forward to high school.
Uh-huh.
Like year 10.
Okay, so this is like 4 years later.
Yeah. I find her on MySpace.
Ooh!
Yeah. Little Tiffany pops up. And I was like, hi, it's me. Like, Caleb, do you remember me? And she's like, oh my God. Like,
oh my God.
And then, so we got talking again.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my fucking God.
Why am I rooting for you?
I know, right? It's so funny. Because I don't think you've heard this.
No.
I haven't told you any of this.
No.
So high school, we start talking again.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm just like, what happens? As if we don't get together at the end?
Hold on, pause. I'm going to go turn this fucking heater off.
Oh, you turned it back on.
I am cooking right now.
He's cooking.
Holy shit.
Cooking with the mama. Oh. Caleb's going to turn off the heater. I wanted it on like an hour ago and Caleb said, no, it's not cold, I'm hot. And then he turned it on again.
Fuck me, it's hot. Okay, part two. This is where it gets juicy.
Juicy.
So we're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We are still both living with our parents, but we're like, all right, let's try again. We're matured now. We've grown up.
We're 16.
Let's have another go. So we start like officially dating again. This time it's actually official. She called me her boyfriend, whatever. We go on a trip to, I think it was Coringle or Frankston Cinemas or something.
Love it.
To go watch Cars 3, I think it was.
Ooh.
And the whole we bought tickets and the whole theater was filled up. Every single fucking chair was full and they placed us in separate seats. Like on the other side of this fucking cinema. And there was nowhere else to sit. We tried to move three times. Everyone's like, you're in my suit. So we had to move.
Oh no.
And then there was nowhere else to sit because the cinema was packed to see fucking Cars 3. So we just left.
Oh.
We just left the movie.
What a waste of what? $9 back then?
Yeah. And before that, the date, like my mom was like, don't leave the cinema. Like you stay right where you fucking are. Don't go anywhere. Don't go to the shops. Like I was like, okay. So we had nothing to do for like another 2.5 hours. We're like, let's go to the park. which I wasn't supposed to do because I so dumb. I was like 16 or something.
Yeah.
And then it was not great, but I think I'm pretty sure we kissed at the end. So then after that, that was like, I think that was like the one date we went on.
Yep.
And then she had this friend, I don't remember her name, but she was such a fucking bitch. This overprotective bitch was like, you need to start treating her like your girlfriend. Like you need to do boyfriend things. I'm like, I'm fucking trying here, my guy. Like
I took her out to Cars 3.
I took her to fucking Cars 3. What more do you want? And so it was such a weird kind of
dynamic
yeah. because, we didn't have time to see each other much in person because I was busy, she was busy, and most of our talking was online. But get this, because this is fucking weird.
Okay.
And I don't know why I did it. I don't know why she did it, but it would have been so fucking awkward for everyone else involved. Every single conversation that we had between each other, okay, was in Facebook post comments. And it's so fucking weird.
What?
It's so bizarre because like you just think like, why would you, like Facebook was popping back then.
Yeah.
Like, and I would write a post being like, at Tiffany, hey girl, like, how are you? And then there'd be like 320 comments of us just just commenting back and forward and having a fucking conversation. All of our friends were like,
what?
Liking comments and shit and like chiming in like, haha, this is so cute. And this went on for like a month, like 2 months.
How do you live with yourself knowing you did that?
I know. It was so awkward. It was
like, I get doing that between, because I used to do that between friends. I'd be like, at blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, you missed school today. It was wild.
Yeah.
And then like everyone's like laugh for reacts or whatever.
Yeah.
That didn't exist then.
It was but so
just
weird.
Like literal DMs. As
not even DMs. Just open. No, that's what I'm saying.
Like they're just like your yeah. DMs, but public.
It was so bizarre.
That's really weird.
I was a very weird, not very social child that didn't understand.
So weird.
So weird. Okay. So anyways, so that was weird. The friend continued to be a fucking overprotective bitch. This isn't the friend at after school. This is a different friend.
Okay.
So then like there was one time I went over to her house and we played fucking Sitting Ducks on the PS2. Do you remember Sitting Ducks?
No.
Old Australian cartoon.
Oh, that with the crocodile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the duck.
I figured. It's in the name.
Yeah. So then like we went over to her house. We played that. It was really weird. Her parents were like nice, I guess. She slept in her room. I slept on the couch. And then that was it.
Wow.
And then we got into a big fight.
Over what?
Because we didn't have enough time to see each other or do anything because yeah. we were so busy. It was just a bad choice to try and see each other again. Yeah. We're like, oh my God, like star-crossed, we're so good. Like, let's do this now. It was a bad choice. It was a terrible idea. Her friend was fucking bullying me because I wasn't up to a standard. And then it was just an all-around shit heap of a thing. But the thing was, though,
yeah.
even though that happened, I was still so being like, oh, we're going to end up together. So,
still, to
so
this for day. Like,
yeah. Well, not to this. This day.
Gotcha.
But before I met you, before my yes. most recent ex, I was still on track for I'm gonna end up together.
Really?
I remember my saddest moment ever where I was like so fucking desperate. I was living by myself. I was working 9 to 5 for like 4 years and I was still single. And I remember I had, because I found her on Facebook, and I had a message like sent. Not like I typed it. I remember I had my headphones on. I think I was listening to like Chasing Cars or something.
Oh my God.
Like really sad, depressive shit. And I had this whole message sent to my phone, like, you know, like, let's give it another shot. You know, we were meant to be together. And I had it sitting there typed on my phone, ready to hit my fucking finger on the set yeah. on the send button. Cars driving by. And I'm like, I gotta do it. Like, I'm so miserable. Like, fucking hurt. Like, if she's listening to this, like, oh my God, desperate bitch.
I hope she listens to this.
And I didn't send it.
Good for you.
I didn't send it. I'm like, you know what? I'm better than this. I'm not going to go back to it. I'm going to look forward to the future.
Yes.
So I didn't send it.
Good for
and then
you.
That was it. And then she started dating some bold guy. I was like, good for you. I'm moving on.
Some bold guy.
And that was Tiffany.
Wow.
My, what I thought to be star-crossed lover.
That would have been such a cute story.
I know. Primary school sweethearts. Mm. Imagine if we got together.
That'd be really iconic.
That would have been the perfect love story. But you know what was better?
What?
Our story.
Our story. Because which you're listening to right now.
I love you
now.
So much. And we have a kid together.
We're monetizing our
story. And
I'm
so glad.
I just unplugged my headphones.
I'm so glad everything happened the way it did.
Me too.
Because I ended up right at this spot talking about our exes with the mother of my child. Because I love you so
much. I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason.
I do as well.
Like everything like that we, like butterfly effect, like everything that we chose. Mm-hmm. Like if you sent that message, we wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah. All the shit, that's exactly it. Mm. It would have been so different.
Mm. That's what I just keep, when I have a really crappy day, I'm like, I'm going to look back.
This day's supposed to happen.
This day's supposed to happen. Because the universe has plans.
Came from it.
Internet parents.
After Chad.
Yes.
He wasn't the last Chad that came through before we met. There was another final boss before.
There was the final, it's like the Scott Pilgrim ex-boyfriend. Yeah. This is the final boss.
Yeah.
Let's give him a fake name. What's a good fake name for him?
Bob.
Nah.
I like Bob.
He doesn't deserve Bob.
Oh.
Bob's a good name.
Chad too.
Brian.
Brian? All right, let's go with Brian.
No offense to any Brians out there. So Brian and I... Another okay. star-crossed lover moment.
Oof.
Sorry.
Up against all these star-crossed lovers.
I know.
How did I possibly prevail?
At the time when I had been going to school with Chad,
okay.
I was like a big Facebook emo kid.
Of course you were.
So I was friends with like all the bands and stuff in Melbourne. Like all the like 16-year-old emo kids had their bands.
Yeah.
And so funny story, like a little sidebar. Mm-hmm. So I like, imagine like a Venn diagram of friends.
Okay.
Like I had a lot of friends that were similar to my sister-in-law's friends.
Sure.
So like I was literally one person away from meeting my sister-in-law like 5 years before.
Oh yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, really weird. Anyway, so like he was one of the like the kids that were in that group.
Mm.
And he used to comment on my like Facebook photos and stuff like that and being like, you're cute. I'm like, thanks.
Thank you.
Like we talked, we'd send each other like fucking like 9gag memes, like
oh not 9gag, fucking like I can ask cheeseburger or meme base
stuff like that, like sending shit like that.
Yeah.
Then we like stopped talking. I don't know why. I think I just stopped talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, I've just moved to Tasmania.
Okay.
Dumped Chad.
Oh.
I'm like
Chad.
A month out of Chad.
Yeah.
And I'm on Facebook and I'm scrolling through all my old messages, just like reminiscing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last message that's about to get archived in like 2 days.
Okay.
Was Brian.
Okay.
I'm like, holy shit, Brian. I'm desperate and lonely.
Brian.
I'm like, what's Brian up to?
Yeah.
And so that Facebook page wasn't active, but I found his current one.
Uh-huh.
And I added him as a friend.
Oof.
And I did the whole, hi, Brian. I don't know if you remember me, but like I was going
it's
through
such
my-
It's a classic.
Going through my old messages and like yours was about to be like archived. Like, hi, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking.
Yeah.
And then- We like bonded pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Melbourne for my birthday.
Okay. Because you're in Tassie, yeah?
Yeah, I lived in Tassie for a bit. And then like we didn't really stop seeing each other. Like he lived like same distance to get to my mom's house. Like it's like an hour and a half drive.
Ugh.
And so he drove up to see me and then for my birthday and then he left.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I miss you. And then he drove up again and then like took me back to his place and I stayed there until I had to go back to Tassie. And then we like had a whole goodbye.
Yeah.
And then we decided that I would move back to Melbourne and move in with him and his roommate. Roommate, funny story, the roommate is the one that did my face tattoos.
Oh my God. Mm. Wait, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So we got in the Spirit of Tasmania. He came down to Tassie.
Yeah.
And then we packed up my car and went on the Spirit of Tasmania.
So you and Brian both went on the Spirit of Tasmania back to Melbourne.
Yep.
Because you were moving to Melbourne.
Yep. And I wanted to take my car and all my stuff.
Yep.
It's cheaper to just do that than have everything freighted. Whatever. Yeah. Accidentally, like, drugged myself on the Spirit of Tasmania.
Drugged yourself?
So I took motion sickness tablets.
You can get drugged off those?
And a glass of red wine.
Oh.
Bit tipsy. Woke up in
you like wine?
Woke up in Melbourne. No.
I was going to say, I've never seen you drink wine in your life.
I just needed alcohol. I was nervous. And then I woke up in Melbourne. And then we lived together.
Uh-huh. For how long?
We lived with a roommate for a few months and then we moved out.
Okay.
To get our own place.
Yep.
And then we had our own place and we lived with each other for like a year and a half.
Yep.
And then on Halloween 2018, he got down on one knee and he proposed to me.
Oh.
Yeah. We had
a big old knee. What, one knee or two knees?
He did one knee. I was sitting on the couch.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You can be more romantic
like,
than that.
I can say now it was a shit proposal. He had, so it was Halloween. He hid the ring. Like, we had a Halloween tree.
Yeah.
Because we were being really edgy. And we're like, we don't celebrate Christmas because consumerism. We celebrate Halloween.
Ugh, God, one of those.
He was. I'm like, yeah.
So were you at that point in time?
Yeah, it's for, to impress him. I'm like, yeah, babe, you're right.
Yeah, babe. It's so hard.
Yeah. And then we had these like little trick-or-treat. Like pumpkin, like little mini trick-or-treat plastic things.
Okay.
And I had them hanging on the tree and he right. hid the ring in them.
Oh, in a little plastic toy.
Yep.
Okay, so that's kind of
cute. You know the song? I think it's called like the Ghost Duet. The.
Oh, I love that song.
I did too.
Oh, that's why you always tell me to turn it off when yeah. I listen to it.
So that song came on and he got up and he got the ring.
Yeah.
And he went down on one knee and he said, soup. Like, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Yeah.
Like, will you marry me? And I'm like, oh. I didn't actually say yes. I was just crying a lot.
And he just took it as a yes?
Yeah. I was like,
Oh my God. Yeah.
So
Were you going to say yes though?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
I wanted it.
Like, you're like shaking your head like, he's putting yeah. the ring on your finger. You're like, oh, I love this.
No, I did want it. Yeah. And so, yeah, like we started planning our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We had an engagement party. We were planned to get married in November.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was set for that day, like a year and a month later.
Yeah.
And so we're getting close to it. Like, everything's pretty much paid. My wedding dress is bought.
Wow.
I had a black dress.
What did your dress look like?
It was black.
I didn't ask what color it was.
I think that's a like. Real, like, bong.
A black dress is iconic, though.
It was like a ball gowny kind of.
Ooh.
It was pretty.
Was it flowy?
Yeah.
Did you have like a headpiece? Like
I had a veil. I had a black veil.
A veil.
A black veil bride.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't even realize that till now. That's iconic.
Really?
Yeah.
I would 100% thought you planned that.
Nah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, go on. What was the venue like?
We were going to get married at, it was a little chapel and then it had like a big shed barn thing where you could like do the reception. So it was like a chapel.
A barn.
A chapel and a barn in like deep southeast Melbourne.
Oh God. So romantic.
It was cute. It was really pretty. It
yeah.
was a nice location. And we had like a photographer. We had, we met with the celebrant.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything was done. Everything was paid for.
Everything was ready to go.
Yeah. Like, and
how far away was it? Like,
so yeah. It was September.
And you were getting married in November.
Yep.
So everything was done 2 months before.
Yeah. Like everything, like we just need to pay like the final bit of the
sure.
the venue. My dress was going to get picked up the next week.
Okay.
His ring was on the way.
Yep.
And it's like midnight. And we're just like, I'm just sitting on my phone on TikTok or whatever.
In September.
Just scrolling past your videos. Yeah. In September. He's like lying down, like facing away from me. And then he turns to me. He says, soup, I don't think I can marry you. I'm like,
that is cold.
What?
Even though he asked, like, he's the one that proposed.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't think I can, like, call your mum.
Was there any, like...
He said, call your mum.
Call your mum. Was there any, like...
defining moment.
Lead up?
Well...
Or was this just out of nowhere, like...
Thing what,
you're
like,
just sitting there watching something, he's like, nah.
Yeah, well, pretty much. But, like, I had been really sick the week... Like, you know how I get when I get really, really sick.
Yes, I do.
I'm hard to, like, deal with. I'll admit that. And it
really?
Was, really? And it was that. And I'd just gone to have a consultation about my knee surgery.
Right.
And he's like, when you get your knee surgery, you need to stay with your mom. I'm not going to be able to look after you.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, 3 days later, he broke up with me.
Holy shit. That's rough.
He's an asshole. And so, yeah, I cried. And he's like, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. And so I was just crying, trying to call mom. It's like midnight. She's yeah. not awake. She goes to bed at like 6.
She's such an early bird.
And then this next morning and mom calls, darling, what happened? I'm like,
darling,
Brian broke up with me. He doesn't want to marry me anymore.
Oh, no, my
so
darling.
He went to work. Like he worked Monday to Friday. Like
yeah.
whatever, he's going to work. And so like, I'm just kind of trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
And
where do you go from there?
Like, right? Like I, like all my family lives on the other side of the, of Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like I'm in this new area with him for him.
Yeah.
And yeah, like my brother and sister-in-law come and they're like, are you okay? I'm like, nope.
No.
And they're like, and then he came, then Brian.
Imagine you like the snot bubble, like SpongeBob.
No.
No.
Brian comes home from work
yeah.
and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I came home
I
to
thought
tell
I
you.
Told you not to be here.
No, he's like, I came home to tell you, I'm going to go stay with my dad's. I think you should go to your mom's in the next couple of days. Like, I'm like, you can't afford to stay here.
Yeah.
Like, I just got out of job. I was waiting to get my like new job.
Was this the blood job?
I was just waiting to hear if I got the job.
Oh, okay.
Like I just like
two weeks. What were you doing before that?
I worked at Macca's.
Really?
Yeah.
Just before the hospital job. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was a 20-something-year-old at Macca's.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we did that. I packed all my shit.
Yeah.
He kept everything.
Everything. Fridge,
everything.
Who paid for everything?
We went halves.
On everything.
Yeah.
And you didn't put up a fight about any of it?
I kept the phone that I had, the one that exploded.
Oh, yeah. Because
he was paying for that plan. He's like, I need that phone back. I'm like, you're not getting the phone back. You have everything else. He's like, fair. And then, so, like, I was trying to investigate because I was friends with his friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened? And, like, someone, like, did, like, a double agent to find out, like, oh, I hate soup. Tell me what happened. I won't tell her. And then, like, he came over to my house the next day to tell me what happened.
Yeah.
And he's like, things were moving too fast and she forced me to do everything. Oh my, I'm like,
God.
He's the one that asked me to move in with him and move to Melbourne. He's the one that proposed. He's like, it's too fast. I'm like, okay.
That's so shit.
And then, yeah, like a month and a bit later, moved into my own apartment and got Tinder.
And then I happened.
Yes.
That's so, I like, it's so weird to me because like you were about to be married.
Literally.
If the stars didn't align,
I'd be like married with a baby.
For Brian to just fucking get shit together.
Yeah.
None of this would have happened. Sorry, I've got retainers and it makes it so fucking hard to talk.
Yeah, none of this would be here.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And if I didn't get that job either, because the reason I moved to where I moved was because it was right near my new job.
Yeah.
And so like, I literally got I moved in with mom. I got the call a week later being like, you got the job.
Everything happens for a reason.
Literally.
Literally.
If I got that job when I was still living with him, I don't think he would have left.
Mm. Sorry, my mind's just playing with just like, oh, it's just weird. Everything's just, things should not have worked out the way they did.
No.
But they did in the end.
Mm.
And you have to go through
that. And I was like, that was me forcing star-crossed lover.
Mm.
That was me initiating.
It's never a good idea.
Nope.
Never a good idea.
What about your last ex before me?
Ugh. It was bad. Like,
yeah.
It started off so nice and it turned into the biggest ball of shit I've ever seen. Do I need to use a fake name for this?
I mean,
because, I mean, like, it's public. Recorded history. Like, it's still on my TikTok.
Sure. She's still on your TikTok?
Well, yeah. I don't delete videos.
That's really weird.
It's a little weird, but you know, it's history.
No, I remember that because someone tagged me in it and they're like, lol. She went up to meet your parents and there's like the guy spinning the plates and you guys are like, it's like a vlog that you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's that video?
That's really funny. I don't like deleting history.
Can I have that
like
back?
Yeah, you can.
Thanks.
It's like as shit as it was, and it's like, you know what I mean?
It's on the internet.
It's like a history. It's like I don't wanna delete everything that came before. It's like I like seeing the journey of everything happening.
Yeah.
It's like because like everything led to this.
Yes.
I don't know. That's just my two cents.
It's a fair 2 cents. I'll take it.
Should I use a fake name?
No.
Okay. So I mean, if you've been around long enough,
you know,
since like 2018, 2019, if you've been following me since then, you know about Lizzie and I.
Yes.
Lizzie was my last ex-girlfriend before I met you.
Yeah.
It started off really good. Like we were together for 6 months all up.
Mm.
And that was like, it was nice. It was nice to just, you know,
company.
It was nice company. Cute. We had not much in common. she was vegan and was really, really into K-pop.
Fair.
Super into K-pop. But you know, it's like we got along nice. I remember like there was a nice moment because we had to go to the fucking milk bar and I carried back a gas can or something for a barbecue. I don't remember.
Okay.
But we were both just like, you know what, this is a really nice moment.
Yeah, it's one of those like,
so it was good for like 4 months. Mm-hmm. You know, we were close, we're hanging out. Her sister. She had an older sister.
Yeah.
Got along really well with them. Like I fitted in like a nice puzzle piece.
Yeah, you were just like a nice little cozy piece.
Yeah.
You're just like to the side.
And then I started TikTok.
Oh no.
I started TikTok.
Wow.
And everything went so fucking downhill so quickly, it would make your fucking head spin.
It's like the Boulder in Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Sure. it just spiraled out of control very quickly. So I started posting TikToks.
Yes.
I got to 1 million within 6 months.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. So Lizzie knew me before any of that. I was working as a teacher.
Yeah. How do you meet her?
That's a very good question. I think it was maybe Tinder or online. Maybe like we weren't in the same space. She lived in.
You're a little liar.
What?
When we did the Tinder thing, you're like, you're my first Tinder date.
Did I?
Yep.
Well, I don't remember how we met, genuinely. Bumble? It's so long ago now. It may have been Tinder. It might have been fucking Bumble or something. I don't know. That's
really funny. You're a liar. It's
probably online. Plentyoffish.com.
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle. So dumb. We met somewhere. So I started posting TikToks.
Yes.
And I blew up and I became very hot property very quickly on TikTok. It was insane because I went through it my whole life thinking I was so fucking butt ugly and everyone's like, I love you. Mwah. And I was like, this is not right. So Everyone on the internet dog piled onto Lizzie and called her a piece of shit that didn't deserve me because she was so smelly and ugly. That's and everything just so else.
Fucking rough.
It was so rough.
Poor girl.
I feel really genuinely bad for her because like we did like lives and shit. Like I remember we did a live where she did like henna freckles on me and shit. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to ignore the fucking comments coming in. And they were just bullying the shit out of her. And I felt so bad because I was like, what do I do? Like, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I was like, I feel like this is going to pass eventually. I feel like it's just whiplash because everyone thought I was single. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taken. Sorry. But the internet just wasn't having it. And I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to give up either thing because it's like, you know.
Both pieces of cake.
I want to have my cake and my cake and eat both too. And I don't know if that's the saying.
I want to have my cake and eat it.
Sure.
I want to have my cake and eat both too. Can someone make that into a motivational quote poster?
So, I mean, like, if someone hands the opportunity to be like, here.
Be famous.
Be famous, be rich, you know, do whatever you want and that's your job.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's hard to turn down.
It's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
It's literally the lottery.
And Lizzie said at the time, she's like, I can take it. Like, you know, it's just the internet. It's just comments. It's fine. So I was like, all right, well, let's continue. She was at art school at the time, studying art, whatever. And I mean, like, I kept doing my thing. And I remember picking her up from art school and she just was bawling her eyes out. And I had to like come into class and be like, let's go home. Like, whatever. And it just got terrible.
Didn't you get noticed for the first time with her?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. It was so scary. I literally cried. I literally ran out crying.
Cause I remember. Can you tell the story?
Okay. So she did there was an art school thing she was doing where they made a piece of art and it got displayed in a museum, like an exhibition kind of thing, the gallery or whatever. And this was around the time Maniac was blowing up. So it would be May 2019. Yeah. Cause I met you in like November.
Yep.
Yeah. So there was like a thing. I was becoming very well known, extremely like overnight quickly.
Yeah.
And it was like all quiet because they were doing a big like, hello, welcome to the art exhibition, blah, blah, blah.
The mayor.
Yeah. And fucking people, while it's quiet, people are starting to play fucking Loco Maniac like on their phones. And everyone's coming up and looking at me and be like, oh my God, it's a Loco Maniac. Like, oh my God. And that was the first time I'd ever been noticed. Ever.
My face right now, I'm just like.
And it was so mortifying because I'm an introvert. I don't like attention. I like staying inside and just making stuff.
Yeah.
So when people were doing that in public and laughing and like, I genuinely just fucking started crying and just ran out. As me as a 23 year old.
Did you leave Lizzie behind?
She was still inside.
Oh,
and I was like, I was so overwhelmed. Like internally, I could not process because it was such a huge like blow. I was like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. And then, that was that. It was weird.
You had a full circle moment there though.
Why?
Because I had an art exhibition at that same place.
And it was like, in a different spot though.
Same building.
Mm. But anyways, yes, I did go to the art exhibition. It was very cute because you did a little drawing of Finley and shit.
It was painting. Finley's hand.
Finley's hand. Yes. Yeah. And it was nice to, you know, overwrite that with a nice memory kind of thing.
You're welcome. What can I say?
Things continue to get worse. Continually bullied. And then there was one night, I don't know how much I want to say because it was very not great. But I said to her, like, you know, you're not in a good space. Like, you know, come over to my house. Mm-hmm. So I can just make sure that, you know, you're okay. And then she's like, no, I want to go home. So I took her home. Like, I'm not going to force her. Like,
yeah. Yes, I am.
So then the next day, oh God, I don't know how much I should say. She had some not nice thoughts overnight, yeah. I guess. And then I was like completely blindsided. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what if something happened? What if the worst had happened and I had tried to reach out a hand and you rejected it and then something happened? I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Like, this is, it's killing you. It's killing me to see you like this. Like, it was not, it just, TikTok created just such this wedge between everything. And now, like, the TikTok was just the huge wedge on top of the already problems that we were already having leading up to that point. So I went to her house and then we like fought for like 3 hours or something. Like, you know, I'm not a person to be like, you know, I'm breaking up with you, like over text or like as an MSN status or something.
An MSN status, Facebook status, single.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it the right. I'm gonna be a man. I'm gonna put like, I'm gonna do it the right way and not be a little wuss about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I drove to a house and I said, I don't think we should be together anymore. Like, rough. Have at me, give me whatever, like unleash whatever feelings. But I know it's a hard decision, but I also know it's the right decision for both of us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we fought for 3 hours and then she she went to go sit on the couch. Like, she just left the bedroom, just went and sat with her family on the couch. And I walked, like, I got all my shit together and walked, like, down the hallway. I know you love this part. and I got to, like, she didn't say a word. None of them said a word. They just always continued watching television.
What were they watching?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Oh, how could you not remember?
I know.
That's such a nice little detail to remember.
And I like grabbed the door handle and I did the most fucking dramatic like look back to see if like she was still looking at me. Like, okay, I guess I'll go now. And
even
like,
though you broke up with her?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
And then I opened the door and then I left. And
was she looking back at you?
She was not looking back at me.
Good.
I just walked out the door and went on with my day.
What did you do the rest of the day?
I was studying because there's a little side bits to that. Like, it doesn't quite end there. So a big thing was we used to watch Nuke's Top 5, which is the YouTube. I know you hate it so much, but I genuinely love Top 5. I love a good little short scare. If you don't know, Nuke's Top 5 is like top 5 scary stories that I saw this week. And then
my eyes.
So I was getting ready to leave for America for the Lights Out tour. And then I also had finals for my uni exams.
Yes.
And then I showed up to the uni exam, my first one, because it was like 3. And then as I'm walking in, Lizzie messages me and she's like, can we still watch Nuke's Top 5 together? And I was like, no.
No.
I can't remember what I said, but it was to the extent of no. Like, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Like, we're done. This is like, I'm not going back. This is it. Second exam, I fucking am driving to the exam. There's like 20 minutes to go. And if you don't know with uni exams, if you are late,
they don't let
you don't get in. That's just it. Tough shit. Bad luck. You missed your exam. You have to reschedule.
GG.
Yeah. So this was for my psychology exam. The fucking hard one, which is all just numbers.
Yeah.
Which is, and letters, like in place of numbers. I don't remember any of it now, but
algebra?
Fuck me. I studied hard for it. It wasn't algebra. It was like X is the value of blah, blah, blah.
Algebra?
Whatever. Stupid number shit. I hate maths.
That's funny.
And then some, it's like there's one turn to get you into the uni place. You miss it, it's a fucking 30-hour loop. 30-minute loop to get back to where you were because this is in the city and it's busy. Melbourne is like a very busy 30 city.
30 minutes to trip.
Yeah. So I am signaling to get in. He doesn't let me in. He just continues driving up and I can't get in. I miss the turn completely. I miss my exam. And that was it. Like, I didn't reschedule. I was like, fuck this. I'm going to go be TikTok famous instead. So I was like, all right, I'm going to America. And then that led to the whole fucking shebang of Lights Out Tour, which was which I'm sure is a story for another time. There's so much tea in there, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. But that was
if you want another tea now on the Lights Out Tour, check out Caleb Finn's YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you. I think we'll talk about it. Lights Out, I think we'll talk about it on here sometime. Anyways. but that was the end of Lizzie. I've never seen her again. I never spoke to her again. That was it. And I hope she's doing better. Yeah.
Was there any like passing like years later? Well, not years. Yeah, years later, like revenge that you could have done that you did? Because that was something I did.
What do you mean? To who?
To Lizzie.
No. I left that poor girl alone because I had caused so much trauma and damage to that woman.
I didn't cause trauma or damage.
Yeah.
So I had a little revenge. Can I tell you my quick tidbit and then we'll leave? So we shared a Woolworths rewards card together.
Yeah.
And he was still using it.
Okay.
And so like he was a point saver, like save until Christmas type person.
Yeah.
And so I log in, like I realize I'm like, oh yeah, I have that. And I log into it. And I find that he's been still using it. He's got like $50 saved.
Right.
And like all these like tokens for like Tupperware or some shit.
Okay.
So I signed up for the account, changed the password, changed the email and pocketed his $50 he'd saved.
Why would you do that?
Suck it, Brian.
That's literally criminal. You just committed a crime.
The account was under my name. He was using my account.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Brian.
Suck it, Brian. We don't talk about Brian. No.
Let's leave.
Have you got anything else? Or are you pretty good?
I'm pretty good.
Okay. Pretty glad good? To get all that out.
Yeah.
Air some dirty laundry.
I hope it was dirty enough for you all. Get out of our house.
Get out. Thanks for coming by. Mwah, mwah, mwah. You can take all the empty bottles to the bin on your way out. Thank you very much.
That's the wrong sound.
Get out. I can't find the fucking...
Thank you, I know.
Thank you so much for coming.
That's too kind. You're a dickhead.
I fucked it up so bad.